bag of block.
Yep.
Cool Ice. For anglers and crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
September, fall is coming. I got a feeling and I can't control it. Rumor has it at the hardware store, 6 inches wider than the year before. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Big bulls and big bucks. That's what those boys and girls are after today, big bucks. So, and you know what? If you don't get one, it's no crime against humanity. Nope. Shoot yourself a small one. If it's your first one, do what many of us did. Shoot a button buck. Shoot a spike. You know, can't tell you how many youngsters have started out with a young deer on their first hunt. And it's meat in the freezer and it's success. And you know what? Choose what you want. Take the deer you want. Don't let anybody influence you that you got to, well, you know, he's not 5 and a half years old yet, so you probably shouldn't shoot him. Give him another year. Hey, that's for a select group of folks, you know what I mean? That's for a very select group of people that are dedicated, and, you know, they focus on one deer, two deer in their backyard. And if you want to hold off for a great one, go ahead. But you know what? If you're a 12, 13-year-old kid or younger, take the one you want, and don't let anybody talk you out of it. Now, I did that with my grandson, whose birthday was yesterday, 23 years old. His name is Jacob. And when he was 13, I believe, we got in the deer stand the first day of the deer firearm season. And, you know, I said, what do you want to shoot? He goes, I want to shoot a buck. I said, all right. Well, the first deer that showed up happened to be a nice 6-point buck, big, heavy animal, probably 3 and a half years old. I woke him up. We're sitting in the stand, his head's down on his chest, and I'm sitting in this little tiny box stand with him, and I bumped him. I said, there's your deer. And the buck came out of the laurel thicket and along the edge of the marsh, and I said, there's your deer. And he pulled his grandmother's 270 that he inherited when she passed away. He pulled that gun up and popped that deer, and it dropped right there. And I was so proud of that young man. We high-fived and hugged and everything else. We got down, took a picture, and that was a great, great, great moment. That was. And, you know, and it cemented his love for deer hunting. And, you know, we've been hunting ever since. We talked yesterday on his birthday about getting down and doing some hunting. So that's where he's at. And he's taken some fine deer over the years. He took an 11-point. The last buck he shot was an 11-point. And he beat Pop Pop as far as anything. Number of points on a deer for sure. So, and he made a heck of a shot on that one. It was 257 Weatherby that he won at a Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet. So, what a shot. What a story that was. So, I hope that dads and moms, you can make memories with your kids today in the deer stand. And real briefly, that we were sitting in the deer stand. We're sitting in the ladder stand. And we had moved. He passed up a 6-point that came in early the first morning from that very same stand where he shot his first one. He shot 4 bucks out of that stand. We decided to move, and we went to the ladder stand. And I just texted Robin and said, you know, we moved to the ladder stand. You know, just want to let you know what was going on. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And so we're sitting there, and he bumps me. And here's the deal. We rehearsed this, okay? I said, Jacob, you know when these deer come out of this laurel, they're going to go over there to that tree line. And if they're over there and you're on my right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to slide along this rail here in front of the in front of the ladder stand. That's what it's for. It's a shooting rail. Slide along that, go with the deer, and if you need to, lean out in front of me and shoot that deer. I said, okay. Well, I no further said that, no sooner said that when I get an elbow in the ribs. Puff, puff. There's a buck. There's a buck. I said, where is he? Just went in over there. I said, okay. Well, let's try and get him out. Man, I grunted. I snort wheezed. I did everything I could to get that buck out of there. And I think what happened is he had seen another buck. Maybe a doe. I don't know. But whatever it was, I couldn't get him out of there. Well, about 20 minutes later, here he comes. Paw, paw. There he is. Here he comes out through the laurel. And he's in this long patch of laurel along creek bed. Okay, and it drops off into the creek. And he's walking along there, and he can catch a little bit of him here, and a little bit of him there, and a little bit of him here, a little bit over there. And he walks probably 100 yards across this in front of us, and we couldn't see him at all times. Finally, he came out at that tree line that I was telling him about. I said, Jacob, can you see him? He goes, no. I said, well, I see him pretty good. I said, he's nice. And he said, I said, stay on him. He's right at the end of those trees. And he did exactly what I told him. He leaned down. He slid along that rail, resting his gun the whole way. And the deer walked out a little further in the woods, and I couldn't see it anymore, and all of a sudden, pow, gun goes off. I said, did you get him? Did you hit him? He goes, pretty sure I did. I said, okay. He's like 16 at this time. Pretty sure I did. I said, okay. So I said, well, let's go see. We get down, and, you know, he's not all that experienced yet, but he knows how to find a blood trail. I said, all right, you walk down along the edge here. Watch for blood. I don't see him here, but I see where you hit him. And I said, go look for blood, and I'll follow along up here. I said, wait a minute, whoa. Don't go stomping over the trail. You don't want to lose any of that blood. You just, you know, just in case he changes direction, just get to the side. And he did exactly that. Well, as he walks to the side and he's tracking the blood, I happen to walk down over the bank of the creek in this laurel, and I look down, and there's his buck laying there. And I didn't tell him. Bad grandpa. I said, Jake, which way did he go? He said, he came back that way. I said, all right, let's go ahead and follow him up. And he did. There he is! Yeah, and I'll tell you what, he put a smackdown on that deer. Beautiful shot. And here I am reliving that memory, and I'm seeing it in my mind, and I hope you're following along with me. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. There we go. All right. John says, I'm not really... All right, sounds like a wind blowing by me still. I wonder if my mic is too far from my mouth. All right, we'll figure it out. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Come on, let's get some kids on here. We know you're out there. We know you're listening. Here's the other thing, though. We went through daylight savings time, so the sun rises a little earlier, an hour earlier than it was last week. So sunrise 6:30. You guys might be just getting out of the car now, headed to the stand in the dark, getting set up. You know, it takes a little while. You want to be in there a half hour before sunrise in that legal shooting time of twilight. It's always a good time. And, you know, that's when the deer are moving, and that's why they give you that half hour, because you can see well enough through your scope to shoot. Iron sights probably aren't that good, but those of you who have a firearm, a rifle, or a shotgun with a scope on it, you know, you put it on low power and you can see it, you can see the deer, you might be good to go. Those of you sitting on the edge of a field, same thing. Now, here's something I want to tell you. Many people don't know this. All right, so you're sitting in the woods and your scope, you got a variable scope. You have, let's say, a 3-9, which is very popular, 2-7, whatever it is. And you're on low power because, you know, you're figuring on a deer coming closer. You know, you're not that far from the trail. 2-power, 3-power scope's going to be good enough. But in twilight, when the image isn't that clear and you need more light, if you actually turn the scope up in power, you don't have to go to 9-power, but if you turn it up from 3-5, let's say, you still got a good field of view on the deer, but it helps you, gathers more light, it helps you see that deer more clearly in the twilight, morning and evening, half hour before sunrise, half hour after sunset. So that's just a little bit of a tip. Just turn that scope up slightly, and you might be able to see a little better. Our number, 410 WCBM 680. I hope you don't have to use that tip today. I hope one comes by in the middle of the day and there's no tracking job and you have time to get them out. That's for sure. So, all right. We are giving away a CVA Acura to those of you who call today. Well, not everybody. Somebody's going to win one. Maybe not today, maybe last week, maybe next week, maybe the week after if you call in. Now, the week after, after the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we will be pre-recorded. We're working with some DNR folks, Brian Eiler and some others, Jonathan Trudeau, to put together a nice show for the first day of the opening day of deer season. So let's hope that that all works out and you get some great advice. Somebody texted me yesterday, one of our listeners, and said, Bill, up there in Westminster, can I bow hunt today? And the answer is yes, you may bow hunt today. Anybody may bow hunt today. However, you must wear your 250 square inches of orange, your orange cap, your orange vest. You've got to wear that when there's firearms in the woods, and there will be today during the youth season. So let's keep that in mind. I certainly hope that I can get comfortable in my work today to leave that alone for a few hours so that I can sneak out this afternoon. It's probably going to be one of the coldest nights we've had. It looks like a low of 30 overnight. So with a bow, if you take one in the evening and, you don't want to push it, you might have struck it and find some blood and you're on the trail, you might want to leave it overnight. Now, I wouldn't do that in anywhere. West of Carroll County, because the coyotes will get it. Southern Maryland is full of coyotes. The Eastern Shore, even in the marshes of Dorchester County, they'll find and devour a sick deer overnight. So just keep that, all that in mind, that you can go back in the morning and the deer meat will be fine. Your deer will be a little stiff. Rigor mortis will have set in, but you know what? You can still get it dressed out and get it to the butcher without worrying too much about meat spoilage if you do leave it lay overnight and find it tomorrow morning. So just another tip. I don't know why I'm full of advice here this morning, but here I am. I guess it's because I've had so many memorable youth days with my grandson, and looking forward to many more with my future, with my 4-year-old that just turned 4 last Saturday. So, hey, let's talk to Steve in Anne Arundel County. Morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I just called in to say hi and get in on your contest.
Well, hi, and you're in.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you.
Enjoy your day.
All right.
Anything else? No, I guess not.
That's about it. Just say hi. I like your show.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that. You take care, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There we go. All right, cool. Hey, we hit 6,500 people on the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, which I thought was pretty impressive, 6,500 people following us. We get a lot of comments on the deer we put up there. We actually measured one here last week for a fellow by the name of Jay Stevens. He's on that website right now, Bucks, Bears, Stags. So, hopefully we can... There you go. Yeah. It looks like a fella shot a nice one out there in Frederick County. Yowzer. Big 20-point buck, big non-typical. Well, I can't wait to see him get in the record book. I hope the fella does pay attention and get him measured up. Yes, sir. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and we will be glad to take your call. So it's 5:35 already. Isn't that amazing? Well, time for me to tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. And, they have all the firearms in there that we talk about, including the beautiful Browning X-Bolt firearm. If you really want a quality bolt-action rifle, extremely accurate bolt-action, big game hunting perfection, that's the X-Bolt. And I see that they're promoting in their television ads the X-Bolt Pro Series, a number of those. There's also, Clyde has a number of the Hell's Canyon X-Bolts left. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with adjustable feather trigger and detachable rotary magazine. If you're in a rifle county or hunt in a rifle county, I recommend the X-Bolt. I really do. I have its predecessor, the A-Bolt, in 300 Win Mag, and that's my go-to gun for bears or bigger game. And I just enjoy that beautiful firearm. Now, you know, if you're a waterfowl, of course, the waterfowl weekend here in Easton, and I would recommend to you taking a look at the Maxis camo in the Arc camo, M-A-X-U-S. Browning has their own proprietary camo called Auric, A-U-R-I-C. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right or not. But new for 2023, the Auric Maxis 2, reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance, has a composite stock, soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls for when you're wearing gloves so you don't have to hunt around for the controls to load and unload your firearm. Features new Browning Auric concealment camo, and you'll be glad you did. It comes to the shoulder beautifully. It's one of the nicest mounting guns you ever want to put to your shoulder. All this and all the Brownings at Clyde's Butch Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108, ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle is the website. Open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, guns, and scope mounting. Lawrence, gunsmith, is out on injured right now. So, you know, their gunsmithing is going to be a while. So scope mounting they can do, ammunition, licenses, and firearms, all available at Clyde Sports Shop. 242-6108. Time for me to also tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, two blocks away, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. They carry and feature Bridgestone and Firestone tires and recommend them, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and others for whatever your vehicle requires. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model. From Triumph to Triaxle, they've got them. The Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine you have in the barnyard, any machine you have in the backyard, your garden tractor, your wheelbarrow, yep, your lawnmower, your tractor, your combine, tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They check, they'll diagnose, and they'll repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, like they have with mine a couple times. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and the whole family. As a matter of fact, son-in-law was there this past week. Satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton, 410-822-7384. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or give them a call, 410-822-7324. The website, spurriestire.com. You'll be glad you did. Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025. 1025 or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle and she sure is shooting straight. But I'll meet up with the jitters, y'all. It's opening day.
All right, opening day for the youngsters out there. We're glad to send that out to them. And I want to know if the sound quality is better. I actually tried to turn the fan off in the fireplace. Everybody said it sounds like there's a wind in the back and all that stuff. So I turned that off. So those of you who were texting me about the sound quality, please tell me if this is any better. And it was all it was the fireplace in the background. I didn't realize it would pick that up on this sensitive microphone, but I guess it did. You'll probably be hearing the dog barking here too soon, too. Well, whatever. That's how it goes. Real life here at the Ellis household. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922. Hunter, let's talk to Hunter out there in Howard County. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you on your way to the deer stand today?
Yes, we're going out for Youth Day.
Youth Day, gotcha. Howard County's a nice place. Lots of deer out there.
Yeah.
No Sunday hunting, unfortunately, for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to make today count. You got them scouted out? You've got deer on your camera? You got your bait pile out? Everything ready to go?
Yeah, we dumped some corn and crushed apples the other day.
Ooh, they probably hit that pretty hard. You got one in mind? You got something... Have you seen anything on camera?
The lady that owns the place has seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
Around there, so
yeah, I got it. Yeah, my grandson lives in Howard County, Ellicott City area. He sees deer in their housing complex all the time. You know, so
yeah.
some big ones, but there's no way to get to them. You know, you got to wait till they wander off into the areas where you can hunt. So. Well, you sound pretty confident there today. What are you shooting?
870 shotgun.
Yep.
Remington.
Yep, Remington 870. And what kind of slugs are you using, do you know?
The Remington Copper Solid.
Copper Solid, that's a good one. That Copper Solid is a good slug to use. They do the job for sure. Yep, I picked up some copper slugs the other day. I'm not sure. I think they were Hornady's. I'm going to try them out. I've been shooting light fields for many, many, many years, and I still have a few left, and I like the way the gun shoots with the light fields in it. And I actually field tested them for the for that company when they were in business, and they brought out a 3-inch shotgun shell for the 20 gauge, which I shoot. So if I decide to take a shotgun this year, it's going to be my H&R single shot 20 gauge, and I think that'll work. But I have hunting this shotgun county, of course, and you're allowed to use a straight wall cartridge. So, you know, there's that too. But hey, look, if you shot that gun and it shoots well, is it a 20 gauge? Is that what you're shooting?
No, this is 12 gauge.
You got a 12 gauge? You sound a little older, like you might be able to handle a 12 gauge. So, how old are you, Hunter?
I'm 13.
13. Yeah, you can handle 12 gauge just fine. And I hope you shot it in and everything's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good.
Yes,
well, listen.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Good. Well, listen, if you get one down before 7 o'clock, give me a call back here, 922-6680, and I'll celebrate with you. How's that sound?
All right, we will.
All right.
Do.
All right, and you can always reach out to me through ellisoutdoors.com. You can send me some pictures, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll publish them in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. How's that sound? With Dad's
That's
permission.
Awesome.
Cool, man, cool. All right, so... All right, man.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Good luck
thank
to
you.
Yep. You got it. Hey, Aaron. How do I cut down on the static for those folks that are here? Keep hearing static on my end, not on the commercials, but on my end. Very good. Okay. Well. It's going out over the air, and I don't like that. So it's been ongoing. I've got some folks texting me on the sound quality, so I want to make sure that we get out there as best we can. Yes, sir. All righty. Well, let's see. John, let me know if that helped a little bit. And somebody says, oh, my, loud? You've turned me up on going out over the air, and you're blowing the people out. So, okay. All right, buddy. Well, thank you. I hope everything's sounding better on this end, folks. And all we can do is. Right, Aaron? Yes, indeed. Keep answering that phone. We appreciate it. All right. Well, any other youngsters out there? 410 WCBM 680. Must not have had far to go out in Howard County, but it sounds like they're all prepped. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I don't know if I'm lazy or... not that dedicated. I mean, my passion is deer hunting. The last couple of years, I've been so darn busy. I just haven't been able to get out there like I like to. You know, I love to hunt the rut. Love to get out there with the bow. Even when the kids are in the woods, that would be fantastic. And like I said, I might try to sneak a couple hours in. But during the rut, that's the time leading up to and distributing the hunting quarterly. We like to get it out there earliest in November that we possibly can. And it's from what I understand, well, it's online now, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can read the whole thing, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. And got a nice picture on the cover of a giant four-point buck, www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. But we like to put those hard copies out, too. And they're, from what I understand, as they were printed yesterday, they'll be put on the bindery this weekend, so we'll start that next week. But in the middle of this record book, too, which we do once every 3 years, it's just kind of taken all my time up and driving Robin crazy, driving me crazy, driving our designer crazy. But guess what? Everybody's crazy, but the end result is going to be absolutely spectacular. I feel it in my bones. I'm confident that it is going to be just perfect. Anyway, well, there might be a few little human error problems in there. There might be some numbers off, names off, you know, that kind of stuff I can't help. But we've done everything we can to make it look as presentable and as beautiful as possible. So that's coming together. But like I said, this time of year is fantastic. But I love deer hunting. I love it. So, all right. That's interesting. Aaron, there's nothing on my end that I know of. John says I'm not loud. He just hears air blowing is the best way to describe it. And then it says, every time I talk, it blows louder. So what would that be? you can't hear it. It's out into the listeners' ears. You know. I know it. I'm turning knobs down here all the way around except my volume, and I've got to keep that up, so I might not be able to hear you as well, but, you know, we'll see. I think that was a smart comment. Every time I talk, the wind blows louder. Ha ha. All right. Tim says, no worries about sound quality. Just sounds like a rain shower in the background. Huh. That's possible, too. That could be the fish tank. Nah. I don't think so. Oh, well, we'll get it. 410 WCBM 680. Lee is sending me pictures of fish. I'm envious every time. All right, like one of those ocean sounds. Well, we're not broadcasting from inside a seashell yet, are we, Aaron? No, I know it might be a little clammy where you are. Anyway, and the world is my oyster. All right, I'm trying to make stupid jokes. I don't know what's going on with sound, folks. Really don't. Can't help that. We've done everything we can do. We've turned the sound down. We've turned the gain down. We've turned the volume down. Everything. So we'll see what happens. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. A time for me to tell you one more time about... Oh, it's tons less now. Good. Okay. Time for me to tell you... Again, and I keep saying that in front of commercials. Is that annoying whenever I say time to tell you about? Yeah, it probably is. Hey, look, if you have that fireplace in your house, it's just a hole in the wall and you never use it, you can turn that into supplemental heat. You can turn that into primary heat for maybe one room of the house if you want. I recommend you stopping by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're located right there off Route 50. You can see them before you get off the exit. You can see that big display of furniture and so forth out there in Backyard Billy's backyard. But inside that showroom, you got to walk around the grills, you know, those beautiful pellet grills and smoker grills like Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, and the pellet grill by Traeger and Memphis. You walk around behind there, and there's a whole display of all the heating products that they have, the gas fireplace inserts, the wood fireplace inserts, the pellet fireplace inserts, the freestanding wood stoves, pellet stoves. But that fireplace in your house that's just sucking the heat out of the room, fill that in with a beautiful fireplace insert. You'll be glad you did. We love our Enviro EX35. Sit here with the remote control, press the button, heat goes up, heat comes down, fan goes up, light comes on, light goes off. Oh, you know, and it heats the room. It's beautiful. Why not stop by Backyard Billy's or call backyardbillies.com at 410-827-4500 and ask for the Hearth America people. Backyardbillies.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. They're located at Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You get off the exit, you just keep going around to the right, and you make the first right on Drummond, and you're right there at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Say hi, tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh-picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Go right to the callers. Let's talk to Shane in Virginia. Good morning, Shane. How are you, buddy?
Fine. Thank you, sir.
What's going on?
I would like to give a shout-out to all the vets and just thanks for your service.
Yes, sir. They had Veterans Waterfowl Day last year here in Maryland. We recognize the vets, and they have some good privileges when it comes to hunting here in Maryland. So thank you for that. It is Veterans Day tomorrow, and thank you for that reminder.
Today, isn't it?
Today. I apologize. Yeah. You're right. Veterans Day today. Yep.
I thought I was in the Twilight Zone.
Well, you might be if you listen to this show.
But, I have a question about the antlers on the deers.
Okay.
Do you think the size is there to entice the females or to, intimidate the males?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Both. More mature deer, of course, is going to be preferred by the females, and the antlers tend to grow larger as the deer matures. There's actually been a study on this by the National Deer Association. If you go on their website, I'm sure you can find do does choose the bucks by their antler size? And they did an extensive experiment in some enclosures that tend to point out that the does do prefer deer with larger antlers. But there's also some conditions on that. So, hey, listen, Shane, got to let you go. There's the music. Appreciate the call, everybody. 410-WCBM 680 is our call number. Get out, stay out, stay safe, youngsters. See ya.